What's up, everybody? Welcome to the TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. I'm Thomas.
I'm Tyson.
I studied exercise physiology and competed in many various sports ranging from wrestling to ultra running. I use that knowledge to combine today's science with ancient wisdom to live an optimal lifestyle and to spread that information onto the masses.
I'm a lifelong weightlifter and I'm obsessed with health and wellness. My degree in biology, with an emphasis in neurobiology, physiology, and behavior, allows me to take a deep dive into the most current literature and bring that information to you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you'd like to show your support, please rate and review on your favorite podcast provider, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or SoundCloud. Also, sign up on our website, tntwellnessandnutrition.com, for all of our up-to-date content.
Let's get this started.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. This is article of the week number 5. The article this week we're going to talk about is titled, 50 Years Ago, Sugar Industry Quietly Paid Scientists to Point Blame at Fat. And you can find this article on the website, tntwellnessandnutrition.com. So it's basically, we wanted to touch on it again. We've talked about it a lot, but it's just the corruption in the food industry and why a lot of people are so confused and why there's so much misinformation out there. So, Tom, do you want to just briefly talk about the article real quick?
I mean, the title pretty much sums it up perfectly. Back in 1967, that's when this whole like Sugar Research Foundation just paid a bunch of scientists to kind of like support their research, and all that research found out that sugar doesn't have a possible role in heart disease, and most of the evidence, I'm saying evidence in quotes, points to blame at fat. So they look at a bunch of studies and they definitely don't view these studies equally. So a bunch of studies got disqualified for things like, if you eat less sugar but you eat more vegetables, that seems to have a better relation with heart disease. But that one gets disqualified because, like, oh, that's not a doable diet. Meanwhile, people do that type of diet all the time. There's a lot of people that don't eat a lot of sugar and eat more vegetables.
Yeah.
There's just kind of like a lot of just shady science on what studies got published and what studies did not get published.
Yeah, and basically, like, we've been told by all the big establishment out there, think of like the AJ, the American Heart Association, or big schools like Harvard, to fear fat. Like, that's the agenda. And when in all actuality, we know if you have a brain and if you listen to this podcast at all, we really should have been fearing sugar. We shouldn't have been fearing fat. Like, fat is such a natural part of our diet. It's what we've been eating for millions of years. As long as we've been humans, we've been eating fat. Trust me, refined sugar, refined carbohydrates are very new to the human diet. The science for blaming fat for heart disease and obesity was basically non-existent. Like Tom just mentioned, this group, this sugar-funded group, went through and just found really shit studies and paid scientists to do shit studies that would actually show that, you know, sugar's not bad and fat is bad. When in all actuality, that was just never the case. You know, just bad science. And I think it just shows that the food science world is just as corrupt as politics. So the Sugar Research Foundation paid for these studies in the 60s, but they never actually disclosed any sort of financial kind of, what is it, disclosure? Like saying like, hey, this study showing sugar is good was paid for by the sugar industry. Because if they did, they know would discredit the whole thing. Because obviously, if you're in bed with the sugar industry, you're going to make studies showing sugar is not bad. Like, that's just fairly straightforward. You know, y'all think you need a master's to understand that logic.
Yeah, they didn't really seem to care too much about transparency and just kind of saying, oh, yeah, sugar funded this research on sugar, so, you know, you might want to take this with a grain of salt. But none of that was going on.
None of that was going on. And the sugar industry knew, I mean, just to break it down in the most, like, basic terms possible, there's three macronutrients. So we have protein, we have fats, and we have carbohydrates that we get from our diet. That's what our body needs to survive. And the sugar industry knew if we tell the public to fear fat, that only leaves protein and carbohydrates to consume. And then obviously a bulk of those carbohydrates are going to come in the form of sugar. And they knew that. So it was all about money. It was all about profits. It was all about margins. And that's just, it's sad, but it's true. Usually at the end of the day, most of this shit is about money. one of the researchers on this Harvard board was on and a member of the SRF, or the Sugar Research Foundation. So it makes sense that somebody who would benefit from sugar being sold more would say sugar is healthy, or at least sugar is better than fat. And it's just, these details didn't come out in the 60s, they didn't come out in the 70s, they didn't come out in the 80s, they just came out fairly recently. And by now, these studies that have been, and again, I'm saying studies in quotes because they're not really studies, they're just kind of hit pieces, honestly, they've been cited and kind of regurgitated 1,000 times over. And now people don't understand, if you actually go back to the original papers, it was all crap. But people still use these to kind of support the facts that sugar's not that bad, when in all actuality, adding sugar in our diet is not a good thing. I'm not out here saying, you know, don't eat a potato or eat a sweet potato or rice. That's not what I'm talking about. But something like a Coke, if someone comes to you and says, hey, a calorie is a calorie, drink Coke, they're wrong. And if they point to any of these studies showing that benefits of sugar, they're stupid. So just don't listen to them. You know, like, sugar is the enemy compared to fat. Don't fear fat, or at least, you know, healthy, natural fats. There's not nothing we need to fear.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the whole calories a calorie thing. Coca-Cola, they're one of the, like, funders of the Sugar Research Foundation. They put so much money towards the calorie as a calorie research because they want to point the blame at obesity and diabetes and all that due to lack of exercise, and not them just pumping sugar down everybody's throats. Coca-Cola is one of the biggest funders of all that research that says exercise is the key to fat loss, calories in, calories out.
Yes, everything in moderation.
Yeah, that is Coca-Cola.
That is.
Like, that's what they want to do. And if you even go to a lot of stores now, like fast food stuff, you'll see like a little sticker that like tells you, hey, if you're going to drink this, you need to move more. It's like, well, you know what? Maybe you just shouldn't drink this.
Yeah, exactly. But man, that goes back to the whole conversation about everybody's willing to like do more things, like put more things into their diet. Everyone's willing to take a supplement. You know, if I tell you this pill will make you lose 10 pounds, or this pill will make you, I don't know, stay awake for 2 days, people will take it. But if I tell you to take away this Coke, if I tell you to take away this, I don't know, food processor thing you like, no one does it. They're like, what? I can't do that. It's just a whole psychology thing. It's weird, you know?
Yeah, I mean, especially when there's quite a bit of science out there, unfortunately, that's telling you the wrong thing. It's like, oh yeah, sugar's not bad. So like, yeah, it's even harder to really make like a lifestyle change when you can kind of, you can make like a solid argument looking at the evidence that, oh, I guess sugar isn't really that bad, when all that evidence is just corrupt as hell.
Corrupt as hell. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's the gist of the article this week. And I really want to get the point across. It's just, this is why everyone's confused. This is why you can Google things and come up with studies showing X and showing Z, and they seem like they don't jive at all. It's because the food science world is just corrupt. So you have to come at it like we do, from more of a pure biological standpoint, from an evolutionary standpoint. Like, there was no refined sugar 100,000 years ago, I'm sorry. And there was no heart disease, there was no cancer, or at least extremely low rates. You know, humans were getting bigger and stronger all the time. But as soon as we put in these processed foods in our diet, humans have been getting smaller, dumber, and sicker every year. So to blame fat, to blame meat makes no sense. You know, to blame a modern disease on an ancient food makes no sense. So that's why I want to do these little article of the weeks and just get those points across as best I can, you know?
Yeah, I couldn't have said it any better myself.
All right, so you can find the website. Sorry, you can find the podcast on TNTWellnessAndNutrition.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, so feel free to reach out anytime.
Yeah, please rate and subscribe on your favorite podcast provider. You can find us most places podcasts are found: Apple Podcasts, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and YouTube. Hope everybody has a happy and healthy week.